Today's daf was Brachas daf Nun Zayin. Again, the large majority of the daf was all about dreams. So first we discussed a variety of different types of dreams. If a person sees different names in the dream, a person sees the name Huna in a dream, so then it's Nasa lo Nes, that Nes is going to happen to him. If he sees Chanina, Yochanan, Chananya, any name that has two Nuns, so then it's a symbol that a double Nes is going to happen to him. If he sees that he answers Yeshme Rabba Mevorach in a dream, so then he's a Ben Olam Haba. If he sees that he's Korek Kriyashma in a dream, so he's Roy Shatishra Lev Shechina, but Ein Doros Roy Lekach, his generation isn't Roy to have him there with the Shechina resting on him. If he sees that he puts on tefillin in his dream, so that's symbolic of the pasuk v'ro kol ha'aretz v'yaru m'nacha, that everyone's going to be afraid, kishem Hashem nikra lecha, and they're going to be afraid of us. That's the tefillin shabarosh. So he could be mitzapa l'gedula. A person who davens in his dream and he wakes up before he finishes his tefillah, that's also a very good siman for him. It's a siman that he's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only if he wakes up before he finishes the tefillah. If a person has an unusual dream that he's boel his own mother, so he could be mitzapa l'bina, because the mother is the source of bina. If he has a dream that he's boel his sister, he's mitzapa l'chachma, because emel l'chachma achosiyat. A person has a dream that he does another avir, boel narum rasa, he could be mitzapa l'torah, boel eshes ish, so that he, as long as he doesn't know who she is, as long as it's not a particular ish that he had in mind, so then he's a ben olam haba. If it's a particular ish that he had in mind, then he's got issues, then he's got problems. But the Gemara then goes on to discuss if a person sees the Zayin Minim in a dream, all the Shiva Minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, if he sees Chitim, he saw Shalom. If he sees Saorim, it's a sign that his Averis are going away. If he sees a Te'ena, a fig, so that's a sign that his Torah is going to be protected. If he sees a grapevine full of grapes, so that's a sign that his wife is not going to miscarry. If he sees a grapevine not full of grapes, so it could be Mitzapel and Mashiach. If he sees a date, it's a simen that is averos are yitashatamu avanosav, just like the simen we make on Rosh Hashanah. If he sees a rimon, it's a good sign for his business. And if he sees a split rimon, it depends who he is. If he's a tamil chacham, he could be mitzapa le Torah. If he's an amaret, he could be mitzapa le mitzvos. If he sees a zayis, it's a good sign for his business. If he sees the eights of a zayis, it's a good sign for Ban of Merubim, for a lot of children. Shemen zayis, it's a good sign for the Ma'or HaTorah, because Shemen zayis obviously what's used for a ner, and ner is associated with Torah. The Gemara then goes on to talk about what if you see the Dalet Minim, Minyan Adiyama, if you see the Dalet Minim in a dream. So if you see a lulav, it's a simon that only has Lev Echel Lavinu Sheva Shemayim, that we only have one heart for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you see an Esrog, it's a simon that he's very beautiful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Priyetz Hadar, an Esrog is beautiful. If he sees a Hadas, it's a simon that his Nechasim are going to be Metzliach. He's going to do well, his properties are going to do well. And if he doesn't have Nechasim, then he's going to get a Yerusha. Doesn't talk about if he sees an Arava, but then it discusses what if he sees himself going up a ladder, going down a ladder. So if he sees himself on the top of a ladder, it's a simon that he's Olu L'Gedul, he's going to go to a position of authority. If he sees himself go down a ladder, it's a simon that he's going to be Yored Migdulaso. And except for Abai and Rava say that no, once a person is Ola, he's never Yored. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses if he sees different Torah personalities, different Svarim in a dream, different kings in a dream. So it says if he sees David in a dream, you could be Mitzapa l'Chasidus. You see Shlomo, be Mitzapa l'Chachma. Achav, you should worry about Peranus, worry about suffering. In terms of Nevi'im, if you see Sefer Malachim, be Mitzapa l'Gedula. Sefer Yeshaya is the book of Nechama, it's where the Shiva Nechamta come from. So you should be Mitzapa l'Nechama. Yecheskel, be Mitzapa l'Chachma. Tehillim is mitzapa l'chasidus, Mishlei for Chachma, Shir Hashirim for Chasidus, Koheles for Chachma, Esther is a sign that a Nes is going to happen, Yirmiyahu, Iyov, Eicha, those are all Peranus related Nevi'im, and therefore if he sees Ksuvim, and therefore if he sees any of those things, so you should worry about what that means. And then it goes through a list of Tanaim as well. He sees Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi represents Chachma. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is Ashirus. Ben Azai, Chasidus. Ben Zoma, Chachma. Rabbi Shmuel or Elisha ben Avuya, those are bad signs, because Rabbi Shmuel is from Naruge Malchus, and Elisha ben Avuya is Acher. So then you should be Yidag min HaPranus, because he obviously had a bad ending, bad spiritual ending to his life. The Gemara then discusses certain types of pleasures that a person could have in this world having nothing to do with dreams. There are certain hanos that are like hanos olam haba. Shabbos, the sun shining, and tashmish nekavim, not tashmish amita, but to allow oneself to go to the bathroom. And then it talks about hanos that bring a person's meshivim daito shaladam. hearing nice music, hearing nice singing, seeing a beautiful sight, smelling something very good is yashav a person's das. Then there are items that are marchiv a person's das, that broaden a person's mind, allows a person to have more harchavas das, and that is having a dirana, a ishana, a kelim na'im, nice house, pretty wife, and a beautiful kelim in the house. Then we move back to a discussion of brachos. So the Gemara discusses the bracha that a person makes when he sees a place where Avodah Zarah was uprooted. So he says, Baruch Shachar Avodah Zchav Me'artzenu, if it's in Eretz Yisrael, and he is saying the bracha, just like Kodesh Baruch was Oker B'makom Zeh, he should be Oker Avodah Zarah from all Mekomos B'Yisrael, V'hashev Lev Avdeim La'avdechan. He should make people do tshuva to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu. In Chutzlar, so there's machlokas whether you should say V'hashev. Because on the one hand, the Tanakhama says most of the people are Goyim, so what do we care? We know they're not going to be over to Hashem anyway. According to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, though, no, the Goyim are also going to be Asid and Liskayer, so we should daven for them also to do tshuva. And then the daf finishes off on the bottom of the Zayinim Beis. If a person sees the churvos of Bavel, the ruins of Bavel, he should make a bracha she'achru of Bavel Rasha, that Baruch Hashem destroyed the wicked place of Bavel. If he sees churva, the churva of the bayis of Nebuchadnezzar, he should make a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the bayis of Nebuchadnezzar. And if he sees a govshal arayos, if he sees a lion's den or a kifshan ha'esh, he makes a bracha she'asanisim because of the miracles that happened in Bavel having to do with the lion's den and with the kifshan ha'esh. That is Daf Nun Zayin.